Americans, this is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. I'm Peter King. The cheers are for President Biden, who's just made his first public comments as Donald Trump's election win. CBS's Linda Kenyon is at the White House.
Speaking from the White House Rose Garden to the nation and to his staff, the president said now is the time to bring the country together.
I spoke with President-elect Trump to congratulate him on his victory, and I assured him that I'd direct my entire administration to work with his team to ensure a peaceful and orderly transition.
Biden also urged Americans to bring down the temperature of politics in this country and to see each other not as adversaries, but as fellow Americans. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
The Trump transition team has started its work at Mar-a-Lago. Here's CBS's Jake Rosen.
Trump Vance transition co-chairs Linda McMahon and Howard Lutnick saying that they're officially undergoing vetting and processing potential administration officials in the future Trump administration. They believe that the people who will come into this administration will be fully loyal and ready to go on day one.
Officials say there have been injuries and a Southern California wildfire has destroyed homes north of Los Angeles. One of those homes belonged to Steve Taylor.
It's the randomness of life. You know, stuff happens.
The flames in Camarillo have expanded to some 14,000 acres and thousands of people have been told to leave the area. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson says Mother Nature is not helping firefighters.
It's really hard to contain a fire when winds are gusting as high as they are right now. It looks like conditions will improve this weekend, but there's at least another 24 hours where things are not going to get any better.
Hurricane Rafael has left Cuba with plenty of flooding and without power. It's heading west. Landfall expected in Mexico early next week. In New York, an ISIS supporter has been arrested as he tried to leave the country.
Syed Aman was arrested at JFK International Airport as he was getting ready to board a plane to Qatar. According to federal prosecutors, he had posted on social media his desire to kill Americans and said he wanted to be a martyr on behalf of ISIS. Aman faces charges for attempting to provide material support to a terrorist organization. Stacy Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
Now the Federal Reserve is expected to cut interest rates this afternoon. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Expected that they are going to cut interest rates again by a quarter of a percentage point. The rationale would be that the inflation rate is coming down.
The Dow is also down as some of Wall Street's excitement subsides. Dow is down 2 points at this hour, and the Nasdaq is up 256 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Several Kenosha schools went into a hole this morning after police say they were dealing with a suspicious person at one elementary school. At around 10, Kenosha police say someone suspicious was at Roosevelt Elementary, went in the school, but then left. They were later seen on video camera trying to enter the school through several doors. They were locked. Several other area schools went into a hold situation out of caution. An image of the suspicious person is on the Kenosha Police social media pages. There are drones and helicopters in the air above the scene at Roosevelt. Racine County saw mixed results in school referendums, with Waterford and Raymond rejecting proposals while Union Grove approved one. Waterford's $12 million operational referendum was rejected for the second time this year. Union Grove voters approved a $35 million referendum for their high school. Downtown Racine will host a holiday parade and tree lighting event Saturday. The parade starts at 5:30 from the State Street Bridge, going down Main to 6th. And Kenosha County launched a new housing task force yesterday to address local housing challenges. The initiative is bringing together developers, municipal leaders, nonprofit organizations, and community experts to collaborate on housing solutions. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Utah Jazz. Is there a growing frustration? Chris Middleton is still not ready to play following ankle surgery this summer. Head coach Doc Rivers.
No. I mean, obviously we want Chris to play, but Chris is doing all the work. He's working his butt off. That's all. You know, as a coach, that's all you can ask for. So there's no frustration, Mike, in him. And there's nothing you can do about it.
College hoops, the Badgers men's team at home tonight at the Kohl Center against the Montana State Bobcats. NFL, the Packers had the bye week. The coaching staff reviewing the loss to the Lions. Matt LaFleur frustrated. He had to use up some timeouts early in that game.
There were a couple situations, like I was upset that I had to burn a timeout on a short yardage call that obviously got stuffed. Credit to Detroit. They did a few things that kind of kept us a little bit off balance. To me, it always starts with a plan and trusting your plan. And so you got to make sure your plan is a better plan.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A happy high pressure system settles in today, giving us abundant sunshine and highs climbing to the mid-50s. Clear skies tonight, we fall to the mid-30s, and for tomorrow, a ton of sunshine and warmer. We rise to highs near 60 degrees. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau, currently 53 degrees.
And it's time now for the rest of the story from Paul Harvey. It is sponsored daily by the Racine Disc Center. Go to RacineDiscCenter.com or visit their clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, Racine. And when you stop by the Racine Disc Center, please thank them for bringing us Paul Harvey on WRJN. So here he is now with...
Now, the rest of the story.
Yep.
Many a cowboy has reached the end of his trail in El Paso, and at least one baseball player at the El Paso Ramada Inn. Charlie Strasser will never forget that night. Charlie's with the big guns now. He's a trainer for the Los Angeles Dodgers now, but back in those days, Charlie was training boys in the minors, Texas League, San Antonio's AA club. When they played El Paso, the team stayed at the Ramada Inn, and it was there one night that Charlie Strasser heard an unexpected knock at the door of his room, and I want you forever to remember that knock. When he opened the door, he saw Lenny standing there, one of his pitchers, just standing in the hallway, biting his lip, obviously on the verge of tears. Charlie said, "Come on in, what's wrong?" Lenny answered that he was quitting the team. Charlie didn't have to ask why, because he knew that Lenny just, well, he didn't seem to be cut out for baseball, any baseball. He had played in high school, but was cut from the team. He had played in college, but he was not even good enough to make the team's traveling squad. In Canada, Lenny started playing hockey and became a good defenseman, good enough to earn a spot on the Philadelphia Flyers Junior A hockey team. But for some reason, a reason that he had now lived to regret, Lenny gave baseball one more try and struggled into the minors and down the lonesome trail to the place where it ended in a hotel room in El Paso. Well, trainer Charlie Strasser stared at Lenny for a moment, trying to think of something encouraging to say, but cheering him up was going to take some help. So Charlie called the team's manager, Ducky LeJohn, and the pitching coach, Gary Wheelock, and he said, "Come to my room right away." And there sat the three of them, reminding Lenny about the time that he actually led the Texas League in saves and of the fabulous, if fleeting, .51 ERA, but the pitcher was inconsolable. So much closer to his memory was his current 4.72 earned run average and the road trip when he gave up 20 runs in 7 innings and the game that he had just pitched, during which 8 earned runs got away in only 3.5 innings. "That's why I can't go on," he said. So Lenny told Charlie and the others, "I want to quit." And at that point, the San Antonio manager and trainer and pitching coach did something that you're not supposed to do in professional baseball. They lied. They lied real big. Not even believing what they were saying, they told Lenny that he did have what it took to be a major league pitcher someday. Maybe it would have been smarter, perhaps kinder in the long run. They agreed to level with him, to tell him that baseball was not for everybody and send him home. But he was such a likable young man, they just couldn't find it in their hearts to hurt him. And because of their sympathetic, if at the time unrealistic, encouragement, that young pitcher kept pitching through the minors, into the majors, into the 1988 season, through 59 consecutive shutout innings, through 23 wins against only 8 losses and a 2.26 ERA and a Cy Young Award and a triumphant World Series to be named Sports Illustrated Sportsman of the Year. Now you know the rest of the story.
Now, this is why I love Paul Harvey. Those O. Henry endings. So I hope you enjoyed that as well. And the rest of the story of Paul Harvey, sponsored daily by Racine Disc Center. Go to RacineDiscCenter.com or visit their clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, Racine.
Children behave. That's what they say when we're together. And watch how you play.
Racine's famous zoo, local news, and timeless hits.
I'm alive.
She of I Got the Music in Me, that fame, yeah. She and Elton, great, great team together. Don't go breaking my heart. I'm Cindy Huber, artist of record. No, we didn't get a winner yet. And no, we haven't done it yet. The contest is for Johnny Rivers. Today it's Johnny Rivers' birthday. He's 82 years young, and he had so many great hits. Of one that we're playing, The Rockin' Pneumonia and the Boogie Woogie Flu. Just because everybody right now has got either the Rockin' Pneumonia or they got the Boogie Woogie Flu for sure. And so as you listen to my, is she congested? Is she? Yes, I'm hacking up along here. But I'm spraying everything down, Don Rosen. And don't worry, it'll be safe for you to come in tomorrow. No germs. But when you hear Johnny Rivers, you got to be my fifth caller. You get to be my fifth caller. How about that? 262-634-WRJN. Johnny Rivers, when you hear him start singing, well, we're going to do that. And plus, he had the hit Secret Agent Man. It was really tough for me to decide between the two. So I decided, nah, the heck with it. I'm going to play both. But when you hear Rockin' Pneumonia, Boogie Woogie Flu, start dialing for 262-634-WRJN. Win an album from Johnny Rivers, courtesy of Time and Again, Music and More in Sturtevant. They are your go-to for vinyl treasures and more right down the street from the Schoolhouse Antique Mall. Make sure you say hi to Ray when you get there.
The Racine Civic Center and the Legends Never Die Concert Series welcome Fleetwood Mac Tribute Act Secondhand News. Friday, November 22nd at Memorial Hall. Hear spot on recreations of the Rumors era when Fleetwood Mac ruled the airwaves. Tickets for Secondhand News Friday, November 22nd at Memorial Hall are on sale now at the events page of festivalpark.com.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Wisconsin Decides 2024, and this is the only place you received election results from across the state live.
And you're responding to our coverage.
I just want to thank you for being there for us.
Wisconsin is not people that are sore losers.
So no matter what happens, there will be a tomorrow, and that's what I'm looking forward to.
Here for you after the election or any time.
Real news and great conversation on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Pivots,
fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts on a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble to the sea, I won't cry, I won't cry, no, I won't shed a tear. Just as long as you stand by me. And all
to love somebody the way I love you. To love somebody the way I love you.
The Bee Gees, to love somebody on WRJN Local News, Timeless Hits, and traffic. A little problem on the freeway right now. There's a rollover northbound I-94. You got two lanes blocked northbound. Flatbed truck turned over carrying an excavator. So, this might be some delays on there for sure. Might be. I'm sorry. I'm little Debbie positivity here. No, actually, there will probably be severe backups. So just wanted to give you an update. You can always check out 511WI.gov and check on that just to see if there's any updates. But right now, northbound I-94, two lanes blocked because of a flatbed truck. We're going to join news with Stuart J. Waddles right here on WRJN.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Several Kenosha schools went into a hole this morning after police say they were dealing with a suspicious person at one elementary school. At around 10, Kenosha police say someone suspicious was at Roosevelt Elementary, went in the school, but then left. They were later seen on video camera trying to enter the school through several doors. They were locked. Several other area schools went into a hold situation out of caution. An image of the suspicious person is on the Kenosha police social media pages. There are drones and helicopters in the air above the scene at Roosevelt. Racine County saw mixed results in school referendums. Waterford and Raymond said no, while Union Grove said yes. The Waterford School District's $12 million operational referendum was rejected for the second time this year, potentially leading to cuts in staff and programs. Union Grove voters approved a $35 million referendum for their high school, paving the way for enhanced security, improved traffic safety, and expanded vocational learning opportunities. Despite facing new maps, Wisconsin Republicans managed to maintain their legislative majorities. Racine County Representative and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, who fended off two opponents, said his party will continue to set the agenda in Madison. Voss dismissed Democratic gains, saying that was a product of, quote, gerrymandered maps. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Thank you, Stuart J. Waddles. One checkup on the traffic delays on I-41-94. The delays are at Wisconsin 158, Kenosha, the southeast region of Kenosha and Wisconsin here. So that's where the traffic backups are pretty much. So just to give you a heads up on that, I-41-94 at Wisconsin 158 is where the problem is. So if you can try to get around that area going a different way so that you don't get caught up in that mess.
Happy high pressure system settles in today, giving us abundant sunshine and highs climbing to the mid-50s. Clear skies tonight, we fall to the mid-30s, and for tomorrow, a ton of sunshine and warmer. We rise to highs near 60 degrees. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau, currently 53 degrees.
Since I met you, seems I can't forget you. The thought of you keeps running through the back of my mind. Every time I'm near you, I get that urge to feel you. Just touching you and loving you makes everything right.
Tell me how you feel, baby.
I never knew love before. Then came
Angeles. It's right here on WRJN and the game. You, Dionne Warwick and the Spinners. No Packer football this weekend. How are we going to? Well, I guess there's some other football games we can always check out. Bears are always good for a few laughs. However, I'm sorry, did I say that? No, I didn't mean that. Nope, sorry, slip of the tongue. No high school football, but tonight, Badger basketball, Montana State of Wisconsin, 6 p.m. You can hear it live here on WRJN.
Sunshine came softly through my window today. Could have tripped out easy, but I've changed my way. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while, you're gonna be mine, I know it. We're doing it in style, 'cause I've made my mind up, you're going to be mine. I'll tell you right now.
Yeah!
This timeless hits right here at WRJN, the awesome Stevie Wonder. I'm Cindy Huber, artist of record. Oh, we haven't done it yet. No, isn't that crazy? Still got to do it. It's Johnny Rivers, Rockin' Pneumonia, Boogie Woogie Flu when you hear that one. You know what you want in my life. Plus, I always give hints. Be my fifth caller at 262-634-WRJN. Anytime between now and 1:30.
Judy in the sky. Wearing your bracelets and your new round arm across your heart, yeah, with your living brown. A chimney sweet spiral with God, Judy in the sky, with dances.
Come to me tonight. Come to me tonight.
Judy in the sky.
Fred and his Playboy band, Judy in Disguise with Glasses. Oh, one of those songs that my parents missed when they were banning songs from my ears, you know, little ears. And they're like, that one, we played all the time. That, Carpenters, Pat Boone. Oh, yeah. I was really rocking in the 60s. Let me tell you, the band Archies and the Monkees, which, by God, they really were a rocking band. Let me tell you. No football this week on WRJN, because the Packers got a bye week. There'll be football out there, but just not the Packers. They're taking a well-deserved rest. And then they're going to be back November 17th, taking on the Bears. That's right. The Bears still suck. But you didn't hear me say that. By the way, the Packer football is brought to you by Easy Mobility Solutions, a southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility and a place I like to eat at all the time. Lee's Deli. Particularly the Tuesday. Now I've become addicted to their ham and cheese on fries. It is so delicious. Anyway, Lee's Deli serving up tasty rewards and Racine's best sandwiches for over 50 years. Gabriel the Promoter online at GabrielPromotes.com and by Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. And if you see any of our sponsors, please thank them for bringing us Packer football live on WRJN 1400 AM, 99.9 Racine and 98.1 Kenosha.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Tesnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ROCK to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ROCK to 42424. That's ROCK to 42424.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today I've got some wonky terminology, so bear with me. I'm talking about credit utilization and how that affects your credit score. Credit utilization just means how much of your credit you're using. So let's say you have a $10,000 limit on your credit card. Now, lots of us think it's okay to spend up to that $10,000 every month as long as you pay it off in full at the end of the month. Well, it turns out the credit bureaus, these agencies that assign us our credit scores, they only want us to use maybe 10, 20, or maximum 30% of our credit limit each month, like $1,000 to $3,000 tops if you've got $10,000 in credit. And your credit utilization counts for 30% of your total credit score. I don't love the rules, but knowing them helps us manage our credit scores the way we want to. For more about credit scores or just about getting good at money, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. The Personal Touch by Julie, Racine's floral artistry experts for over 40 years. Whether you're honoring a veteran or brightening someone's day, show your gratitude with a stunning handcrafted floral arrangement delivered with care rooted in family tradition. They're a great way to say thank you. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 floral gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Cigarettes of me, I can't get no.
To the rooftop. Ain't got no satisfaction. On WRJN. Lots of money, but no satisfaction. Local news, timeless hits, sports coming up with Mike Clemens and Sir J. Wallace. Local news coming up.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard, we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything's alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was.
Timeless Hits, WRJN.
Bye. CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. It's the beginning of the end for the Biden administration, with the president making his first post-election comments. CBS's Linda Kenyon is at the White House.
The president told the nation the election and what comes next is all part of the democratic process.
The will of the people always prevails.
Speaking from the Rose Garden, Biden said he called now President-elect Donald Trump to